This poem is called Premature Burial. It's the last poem in my Gulf War sequence. The poem was written on the 13th of September 1991, and it's about the six-month delayed news item that the US buried thousands of Iraqis alive in the sand with tanks at the start of the land war. We've buried the war. It always was bad taste to mention it, even when it happened, unless one made jokes about Saddam or CNN. We've buried the war. It always was a matter of a soldier in the sand, on his belly, not believing where he was, and seeing a tank as big as the US, whose movies he loves, where his cousin still lives, arrive on top of him and take his air, and fill his lungs with earth. We've buried the war. It always was a suffocated mouth, a word not said. Before the land war, the Republican Guard in their bunkers choked on sand-bombed-down ventilation shafts. The children that smart-bombed to bones in Baghdad suffered less. We've buried the war. It always was something the good journalist expects, who knows his side will win, who does understand the wisdom in delay. That good journalist who always felt a bit cheated that we lost in Vietnam, who has now found how easy patriotism is when you bury the war in you, which always was. How easily that seems to let you breathe.